Well, we zogt der Chanal to Loshen that, how did I get into this? Oh, he uses the Loshen Masach Shel Barzel there. That's Krat Masach Shel Barzel. They say in Old Vard that there's three types of people. There are people who make things happen. There are people who watch things happen. And there are people who you have to tell them that something happened. There are three types of Bachrim who go through our system. The system of YG, or all the other yeshivas you're going to end up to, you'll go through a kafa kella, many of you. And kafa kella is a slingshot. You go from, some bachem are like what they do with a slingshot on like Boimer. They take them like a bow, well not a bow, with the arrow, and they go miktzei ha'elam ad katzeihu to find themselves. So some people find themselves, and others are just the kafa kella. They go from katzei ha'elam ad katzeihu. So there's three types of bachim. There are bachim in the system that make things happen. There are bachim that watch things happen. And there are bachim you got to tell them that something happened. And you all have to decide in which realm you shall fit in during your life. Real people make things happen for them. They don't watch them happen and they don't have to be told. You make them happen so you know they happen. Because nobody makes anything happen for anybody in life. That you should know. Nobody will make anything happen. Nobody. So Nachzel in Yaneinu, so Churchill, Havdil coined a phrase that became universally accepted, that Stalin created a regime behind the Iron Curtain. And the Rebbe would say it over, and he would say, B'loshen ayadua, the Yidin was eine me'achoyrei mosach habarzel. The Friedrich Rebbe dealt with a government behind the Iron Curtain. So one Yud Beis Tammuz, I think Mem Beis, Mem Gimel, the Rebbe touched it in Aveda. What's Pshat the Iron Curtain? The Iron Curtain is every person has different parts to their identity. Different parts. Your identity is quite complicated. How do you know it's quite complicated? L'mashal. There are many balabatim sitting here. Bochum don't have this problem because they eat in yeshiva. Many balabatim, you come home from work and you didn't eat a whole day, so you're starving, and you come home and you're in a horrible mood. Yeah? Zog de Baal Shem Tov, the Avart from Baal Shem Tov, when you're angry or when you're in a bad mood, you shouldn't make decisions unless you wait 61 minutes on Altavart. The bottom line is sometimes you feel you're in a certain mood, and really, when your wife gives you a good meal, um est of the sud, suddenly you're in a good mood. Was is geschehen? Is the charaya. When you're hungry, you're one matzav. When you're full, you're another matzav. That's a very simple dogma. But the bottom line is that people have many layers. And sometimes one layer is active, and sometimes another layer is active. So the Rebbe says, but there are people that they create an iron curtain, so a certain part of themselves can't come out. It remains behind iron. From Russia, nobody could come out. So the Friedrich Rebbe's Aveda was to show that I'm going to fight the Iron Curtain. So this is the Shaila. If you're in a desert, you have to light the lantern. But then there's a guy who's in a sea. He has everything. It's filled. Doesn't have any holes in his life. He's 17 years old. He's 18 years old. He's 16 years old. He's 19 years old. And he's charming and he's cool and he's collective. And everything is promising. The only problem is his lantern is off. It's very hard to deal with such a person. He comes and asks you, why should I daven mincha? What in the world a bichfalarim mit a mincha? What's a bichfalarim mit a mincha? Why should I daven mincha? He comes and asks you, why should I be in this sefer or in this sefer? So the Rebbe Nishmas Eden said you have to light him up also. So he asks how. So the Rebbe Nishmas Eden says you have to throw off your clothes and you have to jump into the sea. So the Rebbe Taish, what's pshat? Mit machshav mit levushim ar machshav dibra maisa. He says machshav dibra maisa v'stam nishnemen. With your machshav dibra maisa, your levushim, you're not going to take him. You're not going to be able to light him up through your garments, through your thought, through your speech, through your action. You're going to be able to light him up only if you jump into the yam. If you demonstrate a tenuah of mesiras nefesh, of self-sacrifice, then you can light him up. There are certain people A good speech, you're not going to light him up. Jump into the yam. We'll see you jump into the yam. Oh, das mit dem Monsinder. So the Rebbe, so the guy asks the Rebbe, das is a chassid? So the Rebbe Nishma Satan has to think. And he says, yeah, das is a chassid. The Rebbe says, what does he have to think? He should have thought before he answered. He said, no, the question is, you could take it, touch somebody who's in the sea, you can touch him. And that's a chassid. So the Rebbe Nishma Satan had to think about it. And when he thought about it, he said, yeah, das is a chassid, to light up such a person. Why? The manzach the ma'isah is azay. B'chlal, in your life, there's two tkufas. There's the tkufa when you get married, in mitzvah Hashem, and there's the tkufa when you're a bachur. What's pshat a bachur? There's two types of bachur. I remember they once asked somebody, somebody once told me, one of my teachers, he said, there's two types of people that are alive. There's people that are alive because they're alive. And there's people that are alive because they were pashut, they never had a chance to be killed yet. They were never hit, so they're alive. So the Selbazach is Azay. There's two types of Bachrim. There's Bachrim, you say, why are you a Bachr? You pashut didn't get married yet. Technically, either mitzad your parents or mitzad yourself, you didn't get married yet. So that's not a bachur. That's called in English a bachelor. The definition of a bachelor is he didn't get married yet. What type of bachur? A bachur is the type chosen. It's not you're chosen. So either you're not married, you push it, you never happen to be hit yet. I mean, when you'll be hit, you'll be married. Then it's not a bachur. A bachur is the union is chosen. What's Prelis chosen? It's a different inyan. A bachur has the ability to jump into the sea and light up his lantern without any hagbalos. That's the bachurim is another Weltengans. It's another Weltengans. Rabbi Winner and I are soon going to have to take your mobile phones and make calls. But the bachur don't have to make any telephone calls. Thus is the inyan from a bachur. Nobody got it. Thus is the inyan from a bachur that you could varv zecharayin. You can varv zecharayin in the yam of your lantern in a eifin unhagbalas. Unhagbalas. Later on, there's hagbalas. Hagbalas al pitayda. You have to be mefarnes yourself. You have to be mefarnes your family. You have to be responsible. So the ma'is is azay. The ma'is is azay. You have to be machlit in your life. If you want your lantern to remain off, fine. V'yeteliyo anovi gizakt. Ad masiyatim peischem ashtey asif. Im labal l'chu labal. V'im Hashem l'chu acherav. So Rabbi Hollander once was by the Rebbe. Rabbi Hollander is a Rav from the Bronx. He's a good speaker. The Rebbe once told Rabbi Chaim Gutnick, Rabbi Holland, he didn't like him. He said, Rabbi Hollander is a good speaker. And Rabbi Gutnick doesn't like to hear that. And he's a loichim. He's a loichim. So Rabbi Hollander was wanted by the Rebbe. So the Rebbe told him the Maisa, with Eliyahu Anavi, Taftair of Parshas Kisisa. And the Rebbe said, Wie kommt es? A Rebbe kommt zu Yidden und sagt, say, Ad Masi at the Peschem Ashtay Asif. Im Lashem, is Lashem. V'im la'baal l'chu acharav. The Rebbe said, Eliyahu Anavi et nishmeidig had vassleib sevon gain some baal. How do you do such a thing as a leader? You come to your people, you say like this. Till when are you going to dance at two weddings? If you want to serve the Eberste, go to the Eberste. If you want to go to Avei Dezada, go to Avei Dezada. But don't one day go to shul, and one day go to Avei Dezada. Stop! Either here or here. Eliyahu Anavi should have been scared. What if they're going to say l'chu la'baal? He would have mamish separated them. It's a good takasha. So the Rebbe told Rabbi Hallenden that Eliyo would give us a b'shas medrik tayit tzutzu devan zakter Hashem ho'olikim. Eliyo Anavi knew the b'shas you take a Jew and you push him to the wall. Azay, you take him azay by his collar and you push him to the wall and you say, do thus zag imla baal gates of the baal im Hashem l'chu acharav. Then a yid. Did I ruin your shirt? Then He owns a dry cleaners. Thank you for sitting near me. So then he'll respond, he'll say Hashem Hu Elokim. So I'll say, you come over to a balabas in Melbourne and you'll take him by his collar, you throw him to the wall, and you say, Imla Hashem, Imla Baal, they'll throw you out of the city for good reasons. Nishka mentioned Chazach. But Abachem, you have to put yourself to the wall. You have to put yourself to the wall. You're 16, 17, 18. Challenge your egos. Challenge your identities. Challenge your moans. Challenge your impulses. And decide. If you want your lantern to be lit, take off your clothes and jump into the pool by camp after color war, by the Grand Sing. When they announce the winners, they throw you into the pool with your clothes. So you don't have to do it with your clothes, but if I open them in the levushim and I'm varfen, I rain spring in the yam. But a bacher is another Indian. You see, today before I fabrein, I wanted to read through the sichus of Yud Beis Tammuz because I'll have something for sazogin. I shouldn't have to speak my own hallucinations. So I went for supper to my cousin, Reb Mendel Lipska, so that I got a sichus kodesh, so I could look through a few sichus. So, you know, I was thinking, I have 45 minutes. After that, I'm doing it, that in 20 for bringings, what can you do? I did 2-3, I could read a few sichus. Abache, you have no limitations. You could become intoxicated with the Rebbe. Right? Day, night, it's a machaya, that in 2 in the morning, you're rolling over on your bed, you can roll out of your bed and get shikir af ha-maymer. It's another gedder. If I get up 4 in the morning one day, yeah, so I'm looking forward, I could get intoxicated, so my wife tells me, okay, now it's your turn to take care of the baby. That's it, now the morning is gepasag. That's Nisava Kodesh Baruch Elis Leidir B'Tachteinim. Yeah? That's Nisava Kodesh Baruch Elis Leidir B'Tachteinim. But a bocher, you can't sleep 2 in the morning. Get intoxicated with the Rebbe Nishma Seidin. Gewalt. Huh? As a bleak, the bleak wool, you can jump into the yam and do 25 laps, 100 laps, 300 laps, 600 laps. But as a straight, on Hagbalas, day, night, Meretach with Shmiris Hasdalim, that's the Hagbalah Atzmas from Abyssinim Messiaenu, Meretach Nish. But that's the Indian. So you got to decide. If you want your lantern lit, light it. Take off your clothes and jump into Mesiris Nefesh. Mesiris Nefesh. Give your souls, give your bodies, give your psyche. But stop spoiling yourself. Stop eating schnitzel and sushi and caviar. And ice cream, it's a good thing, but stop spoiling yourself. When you'll get certain brides and barbecues, you'll do later. You have to impress your shver, your shviger. But this is all, nisht of them is developed by shafing geworden. A bacher, you're chosen. Imu Hashem, l'chul Hashem. Take yourself to the vant, challenge yourself, decide who you are, and what you want to do with your life. And whatever you want to do with your life, just do it. Im l'Hashem l'chu al-acharav. Im l'abal is l'chu al-acharav. But stop watching things happen and stop waiting for other people to tell you when things are going to happen. No, nobody's going to tell you when things are going to happen, and things happen when you make them happen. So the bottom line is, Azay, today the Nisayan is not lanterns in the desert. Everybody has everything today. Today the Nisayan is lanterns in the sea. Everybody has promising careers and promising futures and promising looks and promising websites and promising stocks and promising. But you got to light your lantern. Madav balaychten develop. The emesis, I say, the geschmackste thing in the world is to live like a chassid. The thing is, the sad thing is there are not so many role models. Because the Lubavitcher is the Rebbe to gekocht in Zweizach. In Limud HaTorah and in Avos Yisrael. In both things, is da malach lushes by uns. Sai in Avos Yisrael, sai in Limud HaTorah. But the mice is that real chsidim, if you hang out with real chsidim, the most chilled people in the world are chsidim. You should know that. I've been around, I'm telling you. The most chilled people in the world are Chassidim. The best sense of humor is by Chassidim. Because they don't take themselves seriously. Because you don't have a big ego. If you're in touch with, you don't take yourself seriously. The Rabbeim, you'll see all the Nesi'i Chabad. Even the Alter Rebbe, there was the Inyan of Tzachos. Chassidus is a very breiter way to live. It's very breiter. You might think it's repressive. It's very breiter. The Maisa is that this is what the Rebbe Nishma Seidin said. Chassid is Medav Zech Balaichten. Listen, we're now in Melbourne. It's Yud Beis Tammuz by night. People need inspiration. Medav Zech Balaichten. The Malabatim Dafen Zech Unwarmen. 50 years of the Rebbe Gegossen inspiration. Don't say I'm depressed, I'm numb, I'm cold. Medav Zech Unwarmen. Medav Zech Balaichten. I'll tell you a Maisa. A gewaldic Maisa. A Chabad Yitzhar of a Polish Shesvanim, as every Rabbi Groner, is. So I look in Chesed L'Avram from Rabbi Avram Amalach. That na Maisa with Rabbi Kalina. Ich bin der Zelt zu den Aschen zu Tkani sein bei Nacht. Ich sage der Maisa. A Yid came to Rabbi Kalina and he wanted to know. He says, you know, when I was young, I was an enthusiastic man. And today I'm a dead beat. Those weren't his words. You know what Rabbi Kalina was? Rabbi Kalina was the Baron HaGadol. He was from the Talmidei HaMagid, very close to the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe said on Rabbi Kalina, you want to know Rabbi Kalina's Yerushamayim? You want to know what his Yerushamayim was? It was like a person who was taken to the firing squad and he was tied to the wall. He's going to be shot in his brain, dead. Like they, Stalin killed 50 million people that way. So, and the Friedrich Rebbe was on the list, Rahman al-Islam. They would take people, and put them to the wall, tie them or whatever, and just shoot them. It was the firing squad. Every night in the Russian prisons, I mean, Geharget, hundreds of men, sometimes thousands of people. They would just shoot one after the other. So he says, as the Baron Kalina's Yerushamayim is a guy, he's tied to the wall, and the shooter, the sniper, is against him, and he pulls the trigger, and the bullet is coming out. You imagine the pachat of the person at the wall, he's watching him. He said, Dosa Gevenda Baron's Yerushamayim. That level of Yerushamayim. And he said, the Alter Rebbe said, Dosa Gevenda Baron's Yerushamayim. When he was in a low level, that was his Yerushamayim. When the Baron was in the Pchina of Gadlus, I can't even describe to you as Yerushamayim. Lav kol moichas avol. As is Alter Rebbe gezogt of the Baron HaGadol. I'm just telling you the Baron was. The Baron died chilamayit Pesach from Klois HaNefesh. These were people who pushed it. You have to read Abyssal. You have to saturate yourself with the moisture of Chassidus. If you get a flu for a week, and Rabbi Cohen lets you off, So it's good once a year to get a flu for a week, a virus, a flu. And during that week, you read through Atomim and the Sichus and the Friedrich Rebbe. A week, two matayv, 2 weeks. You read through the Sichus. You'll erase this on the tape. You read through the Sichus of the Friedrich Rebbe. Sichus of the Friedrich Rebbe is the lachluchius of Chassidus. The moisture of Chassidus. You have to know the lachluchius. You have to become wet, nish dry. I'll tell you a maisa that a chagav. Rabbi Gutnik had the tzelt that the first time he came to the Rebbe was in 1963. In 1963, he came to the Rebbe from Melbourne, Toshin Chav Gimel. So he checked into the hotel. He didn't want to stay. He checked into the hotel. In the hotel, he felt sick. He got sick, a virus, a flu, an infection. So he was sick. So the Talashevskis, who are related, came and picked him up and brought him to the house. He comes in the Yechidus a few days later. The Rebbe starts off, he says, Is I tzof kol sov gekommen zu mein greiser Amerika, werte krank? Finally, he ended. He came to my big America, so he gets sick. So the Rebbe was smiling. So he tells the Rebbe upon him, As far as them was a chigdaf coming to the Rebbe, and I bechidaf durchgehen libun. Upon him, before I had to go to the Rebbe, I had to go through a process of kashering called libun. Libun is, it's not stam, you heat up a vessel with hot water. Libun is you torch it so much that it actually becomes red hot. It becomes it's fire the case, and certain things need libun. The moment he said that, the Rebbe before was, so to speak, cheerful, in a cheerful mood. And now he became serious. The moment he said, before I went into the Rebbe, I had to go through Libun. He had developed a very high fever. He said, I had to go through Libun to come into the Rebbe. So the Rebbe said, Azay, that the Tzemach Tzedek writes in Yeredeya, he writes about two types of kashering, regular kashering and Libun. So the Rebbe says that if it's karvi yavesh, cold and dry, that's his lashon. Yamod, you need libun. But if it's rach velach, if it's soft and moisture, you don't need libun, you need kashering. So he said a lashon of the Tzemach Tzedek. So the Rebbe said that when gezakt by chassidim, that we are not in the p'china of karvi yavish. We're not in the p'china of cold and dry. We're in the p'china of lach and lach, soft and wet. So unzer chesidim, you don't need libun. Vos dafme medav kashin. What's pshat kashin? Medav zich. This was the Rebbe's lashon. Medav zich anschwitzen by chesidische verbringen und danach kann man reingehen. Libun means you need a fever. You have to become sick. You have to become transient. Kashin. That's if you're wet, if you're dry and cold. But if you're soft and wet, then you don't need libun, but that was like unschwitzen. You need hot water by a chassidische verbringen, and then you're ready to come in. So I say to my answer, today we need help, but we're not in the p'china of karvi yavish. Even the most apathetic balabatim are not cold and dry. They're not. They're soft and they're warm. And then everything gets bishgalus. Nachzel in yaneinu. How do we get into libun? For what's that? We're going to baran. How do we get from the baran to libun? What's the shaykh's baran kalina to Rabbi Gutnik? No. No, it's in Beit Eden, but I mean, how did I get to it? So the Baran, he says, I used to be an inspired Jew, but now I'm a kalta fish. Everybody has the problem. At a certain age, you open up a siddur and say, daven sich, it's a geschmack. Somebody described to me what happened in YG on Gimel Tammuz Sunday morning by Shachris. They said that such a Shachris he never saw. He said, YG, Sunday morning, by Shachris, he says he never saw, although there was a big minyan, but it was like everybody was davening with their own esekech sanefesh, b'yichidus. I said, Min Abachi Gezak, privately, he told me, and it touched him. He said, Ma'ayri Gevin Zayn Hashama. He said, Ma'ayri Gevin Zayn interesting. I said to me itself. So everybody has days where you're inspired. Adavenin is Adavenin, Mekach Tzachanavis is all. You feel bittle. You feel close to the Eberster, whatever it is. But then you get at a certain age, or a certain stage or a certain day, and you're cold and you're numb and you're dead and you're frozen. So you ask the Baran, how you talking? Hat der Baran Galine gesagt, der Rebbe used to chazit this pasuk in the early years. Kehelis Pedig Zayin. Shlomo HaMelech says in Kehelis, in Ecclesiastics, in the 7th chapter of Kehelis, Al Toymar Zognisht. Listen to the pasuk. Listen to the pasuk. I would say it's a very dramatic pasuk. But once I told Reb Mendel Futterfass, I said, "Given a dramatic word, so he smacked me in my face." So it's a powerful pasuk. The pasuk says, "Al Taimar Zognish Mehaya Shahayamim Harishainim Hayutayvim Eyela Kiloy Mechachma Sha'al Talza." By the way, if you get the flu another time, it's good to read through Sifrei HaTanach. It's good. It's good to read through Torah Shebekhtav that the Eberster gave the Jewish people. I know that today's day you don't find a Jew dead reading Tanakh, but the Alte Flaggen sagen, as much von uns die ganze drei Sachen. the Christen haben uns von uns hingegangen mit der Tanakh, und die Maskilim haben von uns hingegangen mit Lashon Kodesh, und die Zionisten haben uns hingegangen mit Eretz Yisrael. But Kehelas is da a pasuk in Perek Zayin. Al Toymar mehaya shayamim arishayinim ayutayvim meyela. Kiloy mechach mashalta alza. Say not. What happened? The good old days. The good old days were better than today. Because this question is not coming from wisdom. Kiloy mechach mashalta alza. The Rebbe used to kachlich in the early years that the skenim, you know, the good old days, the Rebbe Rashab, the Friedrich Rebbe, put him tofshin yiral, the Rebbe said this pasuk, and he said in Avart that the Gemara says that Bashas and Chemya and Ezra built the Bayis Sheni, so the skenim who saw the Bayis Rishon was standing and crying, because the Bayis Rishon was beautiful. And the Bayis Sheni was... It was Vestach, like the Skvera Mikvah. It was Lagabe Bayis Rishon. It was with boards and nails, you know, like the Sukkah in 770, you know. So the Skenim were standing and they were watching Bayis Sheni and they were crying, right? So the Rebbe said, Purim Yeralef, he said, Mele de Junge, aber de Skenim, ich wunde sich aweich, wa was ihr weht nicht. Why aren't you crying? You were by the Rebbe Rashab, you were by the Friedrich Rebbe, you saw the Bayis Rishon. Jetzt hat er an Edom, right? So why, ich wunde sich, why aren't you crying? So somebody got up, Nemtsov, who got up, and he said, he told the Rebbe, nein, ihr seid der alte Rebbe. This by ears I the alter Rebbe is the alter Rebbe, mentally, and he said me better the alter Rebbe zal zogen chesedus. So the Rebbe dashmeichel getan and gave him lechayim, but the Rebbe stopped talking about it. So is asay. So the Rebbe then said al taymar ma haya yamim harishayim ayutayvim meyela ki loy mechach mashal talze, right. So today, a lot of Chassidei Chabad, a lot of Balabatim, they say, the good old days, right? The good old days, before this, before then. The Bachrim also say, if I would have been in the good old days, everything would have been different. I'll tell you a big secret, okay? This nobody says, but I'll tell you a big secret. I wasn't in the good old days, but I was in part of the good old days. Not in the old, but I was in the old days. Yeah. People are the same big fat Yetzirahs like today. Okay? The Rebbe used to give dollars. They would say, if I only spoke to the Rebbe privately. Right? If I only, yeah. Today's argument, if I would have only got a dollar. When the Rebbe gave dollars, they said, if I would have only went into the Rebbe privately. And when people went into the Rebbe privately, you know what they used to say? If I would have only been here in the Yud when the Rebbe spent a lot of time with us. The bottom line is like this. If you're real, you're real. And if you're not real, you're fake. The Yetzirah worked overtime. I was a Bachin and Tavshim, and Chesim, and Tess, and Nun, and an Aleph, and an Beis, and whoever wanted to play around, played around. And whoever didn't want to play around, didn't play around. So the guy asked the Rabbanu Kaliner tells him, Al Taymar, Melhoya Shayam, or Yashayam, or Yutayvim, Meyel, Kilay, Mechach, Meshal Talza. So he said, what's pshat? Hair of art. Achsidish of art. A mega malibachazin. I was sitting at a fablegin a few weeks ago from Reb Leib Groner. So he told me, he said he went into the Rebbe once and he said, can echibazog an avart for Nimre Yemes? Bechal the Groners, haben achush and Polish amaisis. So he told the Rebbe, can echibazog an avart for the Nimre Yemes? The Nimre Yemes was the father of the Bais Yisrael, the old Gedder Rebbe. So the Rebbe said, Avada, what is the Shaila? Avada. So he tells the Rebbe, I just heard a mice of the Imre Yemes. A man came to the Imre Yemes in Ger, in Poland, and he says, Rebbe, he has a medical problem. So the Imre Yemes says, go visit a medical professor. So the man says, Ich mi ekimmen to the best professor of the world. I came to the best professor on the world. What are you sending me to another professor? So the Ibn Yam has told him, the Pasuk says in Parashas B'Shalach, V'rapa Yirapi. Parashas Mishpatim. V'rapa Yirapi. The doctor will heal him. Zogdi Gemara, Mikan, Shenitni, Rishus, L'Reifel, L'Rapis. From here is the Raya, that a doctor has permission to heal people. Mikan. So the Shaila is, what's about Mikan? They should say, from the, a lot of places, you could say, Nitni Rishus, what's the Mikan? So they get it advertised, Mikan Nitni Rishus L'Reifel, L'Rapis. Fundament. When Mir Shikin saw a doctor, when they send you to a doctor from here, from these Dalar Amas, then the doctor has a power to heal you. Mikan, when we send you to a doctor. So the Rebbe heard it, and the Rebbe told Label, he said, Das is Zeir Achsidus Shavart. Das is Zeir Achsidus Shavart. And he told me that once a woman wrote a letter to the Rebbe asking for a bracha. So the Rebbe told, wrote her, Katsas, you should go to a Reifa Yidid, to a doctor who's a friend. So so Label told her the answer, Label Rona. So the Rebbe, so she told Label, I already went to a doctor. I already went. I did that already. I wrote to the Rebbe afterwards. So he came back into the Rebbe and he told her, she already went to a doctor. So the Rebbe said, when is he gegangen? Farden was sich a big gesagt, the nachten was sich a big gesagt. When did she go? Before the answer or after the answer? After the answer, Mikan Nitna Rishus L'Reif L'Rapis. It's another Indian. Mikan. I want to tell you another Maisi he said, but I want to finish this Indian with Rabbanah Kalina. So, L'mezogin al-Lechayim. L'chayim. So the Rabbanan said, Ich will sell my Maisa. What's the Maisa? The Maisa is Azay. In Ashtetl, there were two Kapzonim. You know what a Kapzon is? Kapzon is a Schnodder. Schnodder is a guy who has a degree in being a beggar. A professional, at the Kaisel you have a lot of Inyan, a lot of Schnodders.
Kapzon is not a Meister?
Huh? Kapzon
is not a Meister?
Kapzon, this is a Kapzon. A Kapzon is a Raman, a Shlomazel. There were two Kapzonim, they had a lot of daughters to marry off. And they didn't have a penny to their name. Their roofs were caved in. They couldn't support their family. There was a gevir who lived across the street. And the gevir had a malucha. But he was a good person. A fine yid. So one day, the Baran says, he calls them both kapzonim. He gives them each 100,000 ruble. It's like giving two poor people $2 million each. And he says, this is a halva. It's a loan. Go rebuild your lives. Go make, rebuild your lives. One of the poor people takes 100,000 ruble. The first thing he does is he buys food that's necessary for himself and for the family, the wife, the children. Necessary. A little bread, a little milk, a little fish. Just necessary vegetables that should be able to live. Rice, potato. Then he goes and he fixes the windows, the roof. They should be able to live, survive. He buys the necessary clothes. They shouldn't freeze in the winter. And then he takes the rest of the money and he starts investing it slowly in different businesses and investments and business ventures slowly. And he starts getting an income. He starts getting a profit. So the Karen, the 100,000 ruble, he doesn't touch. The profit that he gets, only the profit, he starts using for his own needs. And as the months and the years go by, he's making a bigger profit and a bigger profit. After 2-3 years, he was a well-to-do man. After 5 years, he was a really well-to-do man. He had the whole, he took out the original 100,000 ruble. Plus, he was already making a living because he invested it in his own stuff. He opened his own business. And with a joy in his heart, he comes back to the Gvir. He says, here is your loan. Thank you so much for saving my life. The Gvir was so impressed by his attitude, by his work, by his commitment, by his sincerity, by his perseverance. He says, you know, I don't need the money. I don't need the money. It's a gift. Here it is. You can always use an extra 100,000 ruble. Nutz gesundheit. Use it gesundheit. And with tears in his eyes, he says goodbye. The next pauper comes in. He gets the 100,000 ruble. The first thing he does is he goes to look which is the most expensive house in the city on sale. And yeah, 100,000 ruble, he's a rich man. It's a house, 45,000 ruble, it's $1 million home. He buys it. They move into this beautiful home. Now he goes to the furniture store and he buys the most expensive furniture. Another 10,000 ruble down the drain. He buys him and his family royal tuxedos and garments. He starts inviting himself to the most fanciest receptions. He becomes a member in the fanciest clubs. And he becomes the gevir of the shtetl, right? He's the man who, he buys himself a jumbo 747 Esrig. Everything is top notch. A year time goes by. The 100,000 ruble are gone. Lehoyev lehnivra. And he's a pauper. The gevir calls him in and he says, I know you don't own a ruble to your name, but I'm angry. I want to see every penny back. He was so upset with what he did, with his approach. I don't care how you do it. Sell your clothes. I want every ruble back. Each one of the 100,000 ruble I want back. He takes it all back. Zakhtar Baran Kalina Razay. Every person in their life has a point where Hashem bestows upon you a certain dosage of inspiration. And sometimes it's 100,000 ruble of inspiration. A certain dosage of inspiration. So one person takes it for granted. When you feel inspiration in your heart, you feel, ah, oh, I'm a spiritual person. I'm a chassidish bacher. I'm an inspired individual. I'm connected to the Rebbe. I feel it. Don't you feel? I feel it. I feel good about being a good bacher. And you take it for granted. You don't do anything about it. As long as the high highs, you're on a high. And the moment the 100,000 ruble are finished, it's garnished. Garnished, you don't have anything. And you call to pay it back. Not only you don't have it, everything else you lose also. Zakhtar Baran Kalina, Al Taimar Zagnisht, Mehaya, what happened? Shayamim Harushainim Hayutayvim Mehela, the good old days were more inspiring than these days. You know why you shouldn't say it? What happened? Where did my inspiration go? Kiloy me chachma. The inspiration of the early days didn't come from your own chachma, from your own intelligence. Sha'alta alze, you borrowed it. Sha'alta means question. Sha'alta comes from shayel. Sha'alta zadus des geborgt. Al toimar, where is my inspiration? What happened to me? It was never yours. Loy me chachma. Sha'alta alze, you borrowed it. Your responsibility is, you got 100,000 ruble, remember it's not yours, you have to give it all back. Take it and invest it into your own business. Bring it into your own mind, into your own neshama, into your own... Make the 100,000 ruble yours. Start gaining a profit that's yours. Then, you come back to the master, he says, you can keep this also. Hazeh Tabarne Kalina Gezakt. So the Haintike Balabatim, the Bachim Davam Vissen, huh?
One second.
The Balabatim have to know, we'll get to the Bachim in a moment. It's easy to say, the good old days. If I would have been inspired now like I was then, what happened to me? What happened? Kiloy me chachma, sha'al talza. For 40, 50 years, the Rebbe, like a Niagara Falls, if you ever heard that, the Niagara Falls, a Niagara Falls of inspiration. The people here who are sitting here, who saw the Rebbe by Tkiya Shefer, who saw the Rebbe Simchas Teda, Vizag Dal Rebbe in Tanya Pedek Mem Vav, with Kamayim upon him, that when a big king, if you're a despicable lowlife, and you're in a dunghill, and the most chashuv a person in the world comes down and lifts you up and brings you into his room and he kisses you and he hugs you. The Alter Rebbe in Tanya Perek Mavov. That's what the Alter Rebbe lets loose in his descriptions. The only time I think in Tanya where he really lets loose. So the Alter Rebbe says, "Afim liboy kaleva heaven." Even if you have a heart of stone, it will melt like water. I want to tell you, Azay, that whoever saw the Rebbe by Tkiya Shefer, even if you had a heart of stone, it was very hard not to melt. That's what Afim Libri Kalev Ha'Evan. You couldn't melt. You don't understand. You don't see such a thing in the world. You think you're going to find glicken in the secular world, right? That's fine. In the secular world, you could find a nice career, a lot of money, a big mansion, whatever you become, a lawyer, a doctor. Fine as Achen. But now, the Rebbe writes in the Kutat Torah, Gevaldik Avoy. The Mishnah says in Gittin that if you're walking by a pit, and somebody's in a pit, and he says, I'm dying, please give a get to my wife so she doesn't have to marry my lousy brother. Because Yibum, yeah, give her a get. So are you allowed to give a get or not? Huh? You learned the Mishnah in Gittin. Frag the Gemara, is he allowed? Frag the Gemara, maybe it's a shed. Maybe it's a shed. Maybe it's a shed. And for the Gemara, you didn't hear the voice. You heard the bevua. How do you say bevua? Huh? The echo. You heard the echo. So the Gemara, Shedemosa have echoes. So the Gemara, you didn't hear the echo. You heard bevua divavua. You heard the echo of the echo. So I think about it. Bevua islohu. Bevua divavua leslohu. Shadim have an echo. They don't have an echo of an echo. What's pshat? Shadim have an echo. The Gemara Mishnah, Gemara in Gittin. I think Samachtas, somewhere there. They have an echo. They don't have an echo of an echo. Why not? Zagdal to the Eben, Lekud the Teira, Parashas Kiseitse. Azay. Nefesh Ruch Neshama Chai Yechid. Yeah. Nefesh Ruch Neshama, the beginning is that I'm a Lubish and Yubayif and Pnimi. An echo is the aura of your voice. It's the Eir HaMakif. The first Makif, Klippa has, Shadim have, Chaya. Bevua divavua, that's Yechida. Yechida, less law. There's no counterpart in Lomaza. There's no counterpart in Lomaza. There was a Bacher who was spiritually transfixed by Kalbach, spiritually transfixed by him. So I told him, it was Simchas Torah, the Hakafas. So he was singing his Neguna. He told me it inspires him spiritually. Gesunte Heit. What was it? Yechidus HaBenefesh can't find an expression there. Nisht Kedusha B'chlal could accommodate, it could find a fake substitute for Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya. Also not real. It's a shed. But it can make you feel that you have Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chaya. Yechida Bevua Devavua Lestu. The echo of the echo, the makif of the makif, that's Yechida, is only in one place. So if you're standing by Tkiya Shefer, your Yechidus HaBenefesh was touched. Nowhere else in the world was that part of you touched. That there's a certain chord in your soul that gets touched. And that's only touched by the Rebbe, by Chassidus, by Elikus. That part can be touched. You can ignore that part, that's fine. You can repress that part, make as if it doesn't exist, and live with your other layers. But once you hear a certain melody, there's no going back anymore. You can't deny it anymore. If you want that part of you to get touched, that's the gain some rabbi. You have to go to Elikus. Klippa can't give you Yechida. They cannot accommodate the transcendence within you. In Shmuel's Visipurim, Falek Khan tells a story about two brothers. I forgot their names, in Klem and Shuk. One guy was a big veer, and one guy was a chosid. So he was two brothers, you know the Maisa. Unbelievable. Two brothers. One guy was a chosid, and he was a poor man. He didn't have money. Not because a chosid, the Etzim doesn't have money. You can have a chosid, a gvir. The Rebbe told that Mendel knew many years ago, as a tzait, as labavr zil haben egen a gvirim. The Rebbe told it also in Tavshim HaMechaz to Rabbi Yossel Gutnik, a tzait, not because of a chosid, but as he was the Metzias, he was a rich man and he was a poor man. Parshas Truma, Tavshim and Beis, there was a hira, as yet the reyn is as a chmashtad, as I'm very nagvir. So the brother, after Fabrengen, went by to his other brother's house, and his brother had lived in a house of a Gvir Atzum, that he had 11 bathrooms with 31 rooms, 31 bedrooms, and he told him, Azay, he says, Ein mol, ein sof, is me besser with dine 90 years. One moment to have ein sof is better than your 90 years of wealth. Now, what's pshat? Because ein sof is heavy duty. Ein sof is the real thing. There was a guy in 770, he wasn't exactly thus. He would come in the morning. You remember Friedman? He would say, I saw Ein Sof last night on the wall. So they brought him into David Raskin. Because he was screaming, he saw Ein Sof. So David Raskin says, shh, I also saw Ein Sof, but we don't tell anybody. So, but the mice is that Ein Mol Ein Sof